a degree from the University of Massachusetts, M.A., and then he got a Ph.D. at Vanderbilt after he came down here in 1925. He came down here when the Vanderbilt Medical School was reorganized and moved where it is now, on the West Campus. It was over in South Nashville before that. And then it was moved down to, over to the West Campus in 1925 and reorganized. And my husband came down with the doctors who came from New York. From, he was at Columbia before he came to Nashville. And then the many doctors from Columbia, Rockefeller and Johns Hopkins came down here to reorganize the medical school.
Well, they picked good schools to have them reorganized.
So that's when he came here.
Okay, now tell me about yourself. How old are you, first of all?
I'm, we'll be 81 in September.
All right. Okay, so you're 80 right now.
Yes.
81
right.
In September. Okay, and tell me about your schooling.
Well, my schooling, I came at a period, came along when either girls went to college or not. I mean, it was just at the period when they were beginning to think about going to college,
don't you see? Yeah.
They hadn't done it before.
Right.
It was just on the verge. You did or didn't, and I didn't. I went toward Belmont. I went to Belmont College, which was before, that was not as it is now.
I don't know Belmont
College. Belmont College was a girls' school. Ward Seminary was in Nashville, right in the middle of the city. Mm-hmm. It was on 8th Avenue and Church Street, right there in the middle of the city. That was a female girls' boarding school. Belmont was out where it is, where Belmont is now.
Where is that?
That's out on at the end of 16th Avenue, at the very far end of Music City, which is
right.
16th Avenue. It was an old home. The Ackland family had this very beautiful. Oh, and the house is still standing, and they're restoring it now. Beautiful antebellum mansion there. And two ladies, Miss Hood and Miss Heron, bought the school in the late 90s, I think, and had a girls' school there, boarding school.
Was it Belmont College?
Well, it was, no, it was called Belmont College, but it really was not a college.
Okay.
It was a girls' boarding school.
For high school age girls?
Then? Yes, and college, and 2 year college.
I see.
And so I lived right across the street from the school. So I went over there. We had very few boarding students. And I went, I mean day students. I went there. Had a great many boarding students from all the south.
Okay.
And north too. And I went there. And then in 1913 Ward, Miss Hood and Miss Heron were getting along in years and decided they'd like to get out of the business. And so Ward Seminary wanted to move out from town, so they bought the school, you see, and became Ward Belmont.
Oh, I see.
And it was a very fine school.
Well,
and then it became quite a big day student. They had great many day students and very fine school, Ohio, and 2 years of college. So I went the first year, I finished up the first year of Ward Belmont, and I'd had, I should say, equivalent of 2 years of college, but that was it. Then I went to art school there for quite a while, and assisted in the art department for several years. Then I went into commercial art work. I did about 3 years of commercial art work before my marriage.
I see.
So that was mine.
All right, did you work any after your marriage?
No, didn't work any after.
All right. Will you draw me a picture, since you're a commercial artist at one time, of the house that you grew up in?
Well,
just a blueprint, a floor plan of the rooms.
Oh.
So I can see how big it was.
Well, it was, my father built this house in 1907.